Okay, so we seem to be only speaking about ourselves today. But I said I made a bit of an oopsie this week. So I agreed to go with someone for drinks. For a drink.
Fun.
But I then realized I did not want to go.
When did you realize that you didn't want to go?
Like, on the day.
What was happening? You were just having cold feet.
I was just
did you not
like,
have any socks on?
That was bad.
That was so funny. I'm like, ah-ha-ha.
And then I didn't know what to do. So I waited and waited and waited, and they messaged me. They're like, okay, cool, we're like still good. And then I was like,
is this like a complete stranger or like mutual friend, blind dates?
Complete stranger.
That's so exciting, but I understand why it's scary. Like, you could have been kidnapped.
Yeah. But then I was like, so I sent a message, and I was like, I'm so sorry, like, I can't go. My AirPods got stolen today. And then...
Huh? That was your excuse?
That was my excuse. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, I opened... You know when you, like, on your phone,
no,
you open the message...
No, pause. My AirPods got stolen today, so I can't come out on our date.
I know.
That is a foul excuse.
I couldn't think of anything.
Did that person buy that?
I could not think of anything worse.
They like, bought it. They were like...
No, they didn't respond. That was the last message I sent.
Yeah, because that was rude.
It was rude. I agree. But... When I don't really care.
You didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go.
Do you know what happened to you? Mm. Is you looked at this person's Instagram. You found out who they were friends with. You got egged by their post from 2019.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And then you gave yourself cold feet.
But then I also realized that they're a ginger. And I was like, that is such a rape. No, I'm kidding.
Are you discriminating on the Monday crossover?
I discriminate on every crossover.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong? I like a ginger.
Shame.
Oh. I totally get that though. So I was supposed to go on a date as well with this person. I was really excited when we met, like on a night out. I was like, oh my word, like he's so cool. He might be my person.
Yes.
And then we're supposed to go on a date like 2 days later. And we exchanged Instagrams on the night. That's first problem.
Oh, yeah.
We exchanged Instagram. So I go and I look at his Instagram the day before our date.
Oh, no.
First of all, he's got like 13 million followers or something crazy. 13,000. He's got a lot of followers. And then he's one of those like... one of those people who's like made a whole Instagram and they're like trying to be an influencer and like take like men's fashion pics and like they've got the 10 million hashtags.
It's funny, like I'm a finance investor. Give me 10,000 rand, I'll make you a millionaire.
Make you a million. Like he probably is like that. Look, you know, but he seemed cool. He was like, yeah, I'm like studying computer science.
Did you go?
I didn't. No. Okay. I got icked out.
Fair enough.
And that's my problem. Once you get the ick, you can't.
You have to give him the flick.
Oh.
There we go.
Period. I love that.
Oh, I'm so good.